Practice Test 8. Listening. Part 2. In this part of the test, you will hear 4 short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions that are printed in the test booklet. Read the questions silently. Then listen to the talk. You can take notes in the booklet. Then listen to each question and choose the best answer from the answer choices. Mark your answers. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are a total of 20 questions about the 4 short talks. Look at the questions. Then listen to a student making a speech at a high school graduation ceremony.
Members of the school board, teachers, parents, friends, Mr. Gomez, our one and only principal, and fellow graduates of Washington High, thank you for giving me the honor of representing the graduating class this year. I will remember this day for the rest of my life. And yet it seems like only yesterday that I started elementary school 12 years ago. A sea of faces greeted me in the schoolyard. I didn't know whether to be excited or afraid. My parents were there with their camera, snapping pictures and wishing me well. And then I met Mitchell. We both had the same Batman lunchbox. In some ways, not much has changed in 12 years. Okay, so I didn't bring my Batman lunchbox today. But my parents are here again with their camera, proudly snapping pictures and wishing me well. My best friend Mitchell is here, as are quite a few of those kids from the schoolyard. And I can sense the same mixture of feelings. The future lies ahead of us. There are many reasons to be excited. Many of us are off to college. Some of us will move away from our hometown or even travel the world. There are also reasons to be afraid. We are sailing into unknown waters. We cannot know what we will face in the years to come. But we can be sure of one thing. Washington High has given us wonderful opportunities. And we have been encouraged to develop our talents and interests. We can be proud of our achievements, not only academically, but also in sports, music, the arts, and in the community. We are ready for the future, whatever it may bring.
Number 31. How did the speaker feel on his first day of school? Number 32. Why does the speaker mention his friend Mitchell? Number 33. What does the speaker emphasize about Washington High School? Number 34. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"We are sailing into unknown waters"?
Look at the questions. Then listen to a teacher talking to a school group on a field trip.
Okay, everyone. We're not getting off the bus yet. so please sit back down. I know you're eager to start our river trip, but before we leave the bus, I want to make a few things clear. In a few minutes, we'll be boarding the boat for our trip down the Mississippi River. If you look to your left, you'll see our boat, the River Queen, already waiting for us. It's the third one down with the red funnel. We're actually going to be sharing the cruise with another school, Greenfield High. Some of you may have friends there, but you must remain with our school group and not go off and sit with the Greenfield students. The cruise will start with a general talk for both schools on the history of this part of the Mississippi. Then, you will split into your study groups. Just to remind you, each group will be studying a different aspect of the Mississippi River. The groups are riverside buildings, river wildlife, and trees and plants. You have been assigned to your groups already. If you are still not sure which group you are in, check with me when you leave the bus. The trip takes about 3 hours, so we will be finishing at around 1 p.m., when we'll take a break for lunch before we go on to the museum. There is no food or drink for sale on the boat, and you are not allowed to eat on board. Oh, and one last thing. Make sure you take all your belongings with you, as we will not be going back on the same buses.
Number 35. Why does the teacher tell the students to sit down? Number 36. What does the teacher tell them about the boat? Number 37. Why does the teacher mention Greenfield? Number 38. Where should the students sit on the boat? Number 39. What will happen after the talk? Number 40. Why does the teacher tell the students not to leave anything on the bus? Look at the questions. Then listen to a talk given at a gardening club about roof gardens.
Good evening, and thank you all for coming. It's great to see such a good turnout. I hadn't imagined there would be so many people interested in starting a roof garden. Roof gardens are great for a number of reasons. They improve air quality, look beautiful, and bring a bit of the country into the city. And for many people, more importantly, they keep a building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, so they can even reduce heating and air conditioning bills. Most of you are probably well aware of these advantages, so what I am going to concentrate on tonight is some practical aspects that are different from an ordinary garden. First of all, before planting anything, you'll need to determine how much weight your roof can hold. This is one thing that beginners often overlook. Not every roof can take the extra weight of a roof garden, and you may also be breaking some city rules. I strongly recommend consulting an engineer who knows about these things for advice. While roof gardeners don't have to worry about small animals getting into their gardens and eating their plants, They do have other issues to be concerned with. You will have to keep in mind that your roof garden will be much windier than a regular garden. The higher the building, the greater the wind speed. Windy conditions mean a much drier environment, so plants that don't need a lot of water tend to do best in a roof garden. Which brings me to how you are going to water your roof garden.
Number 41. What does the speaker say he is going to talk about? Number 42. What common mistake do some gardeners make when starting a roof garden? Number 43. What might cause problems for a roof garden? Number 44. According to the speaker, which plants grow best in a roof garden? Number 45. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It's great to see such a good turnout"?
Look at the questions. Then listen to the director of a dance festival talking to her staff.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I'd like to say that it's a real honor to be in charge of the 25th Hartford National Dance Festival. There aren't many festivals like ours that combine dance classes for the public with an exciting program of performances. As many of you know, Leanne Purvis, the founder and director of the festival, retired last year. Over the last 25 years, she built the workshop from a small local event to the important national dance festival it is today. I must say, it was not an easy thing to step into Leanne's shoes. Anyway, I'm still in close contact with her, and she's promised us her full support, and she'll be here for the final gala performance as guest of honor. While we're talking changes, I'd like to welcome two new instructors. Firstly, Miles Cooper. Miles will be teaching jazz, and also Gina Reynolds, who will bring a whole new style of dance to Hartford this year. Her specialty is African dance. It's great to have you both with us. Let's get down to business. The first participants will arrive Tuesday morning for the Young Dancers Workshop, and the first meeting with that group is at 4 o'clock. All instructors need to be here for that. Classes start Wednesday morning. You all have your class schedules. We have a record number of participants this year, which is great, but it will mean quite large class sizes for some of you, so be aware of that when you plan your choreography. Now let's go through the room allocations together. Have you all got a plan of the building?
Number 46. How does the speaker feel about the dance festival? Number 47. Who is Leanne Purvis? Number 48. What is the speaker's aim when she mentions changes? Number 49. What does she advise the instructors to do? Number 50. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I must say, it was not an easy thing to step into Leanne's shoes.